From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. It's the final weekend of campaigning before Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. On the GOP side, current and former governors in the race are searching for a breakthrough in order to keep their campaigns alive. NPR's Don Gagne looked in on candidates who are not ready to go home.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush spoke at a school in Bedford where one woman told him his family name is a deterrent.
The Bush thing, people are just going to have to get over it, all right? I am who I am.
A few miles away in Manchester, volunteers for Ohio Governor John Kasich worked the phones.
He's not running a negative campaign. Governor Kasich is running on his experience and his proven record of leadership, and I hope you'll join me in supporting John Kasich for president.
Meanwhile, New Jersey's Chris Christie held a rally in Bedford. All three are looking for support from mainstream Republicans and independents. Tuesday's vote could determine if their campaigns survive. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manchester.
The aftermath of a February snow is nothing to Granite State voters who are ready to play their role in political history with the nation's first primary. These Democrats in Concord were ready for Hillary. And the former Secretary of State declared herself ready to do the job.
I am absolutely committed to continuing the kind of leadership that is exemplified by our values, that furthers our interests, and keeps us secure.
Elsewhere, New Hampshire Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont told supporters,
if we can bring out a decent vote on Tuesday, I am confident we're going to win.
Polls show Sanders with an advantage over Clinton. As many as 35,000 Syrians may be stranded on the border with Turkey. European Union foreign ministers met their Turkish counterpart today. Terry Schultz has details.
Turkey has closed some border crossings with Syria as Ankara says it's looking for space to put tens of thousands of new arrivals fleeing a Russian-backed government offensive. After meeting Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu in Amsterdam, EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says foreign ministers reminded him the Geneva Convention requires true refugees must be given shelter.
It is unquestionable that people coming from inside Syria are in need for international protection.
Çavuşoğlu says Turkey will maintain its open border policy for Syrians, but he had a request of his own.
Somebody has to stop Russia and Iran, which are supporting, obviously, the regime in Syria.
International negotiations seeking a political solution in Syria broke down in Geneva last week. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
In New York City, work has begun to disassemble the 565-foot-long crane that crashed to a Manhattan street, killing one person. Officials hope the work can be done by Monday, though it will take time to restore the street and the water pipes below it. This is NPR News in Washington. Security surrounding tomorrow's Super Bowl in Santa Clara, California, will be a top concern for federal, state, and local law enforcement officials. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, officials are asking the public for assistance.
The Super Bowl is called a Level 1 national security event. Officials have been very tight-lipped about their plans for securing Levi Stadium and the 70,000 fans expected to attend. John Lightfoot is the FBI's assistant special agent in charge for San Francisco. He says every person and bag will be checked.
The same sorts of items will be prohibited as if you were traveling on an airplane and going through security at an airport.
Security officials have been encouraging the public to keep eyes peeled for potential problems. Their mantra all week has been, if you see something, say something. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush says he'll be rooting for Denver and quarterback Peyton Manning, who has contributed the personal maximum to Bush's presidential campaign. Rhode Island residents today paid their respects to the late Buddy Cianci, the former mayor of Providence. Cianci, who was first elected in 1974, was hailed for his work in restoring the industrial city of Providence, though twice was forced from office on felony charges. The line of mourners at Providence City Hall was a block long as Cianci's body rested in repose outside the mayor's office that he occupied for more than 21 years. Several current and former Rhode Island office holders turned out to remember him. Cianci died at the age of 74. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.